The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Another day, another hockey game. It's another great team coming here to SAP Center at San Jose. Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes are the opponent that the Sharks will attempt to get their first victory of the season against. Drew, it's another tough contest. It's a big test. Carolina's 2-0 on the season. They're opening up on the road. Meanwhile, on the Sharks side of things, a lot of positive things to talk about. But the bottom line is I think that Ryan Warsawski was the most realistic of all of us when he said, I was happy with game one overall. I wasn't nearly as happy with game two. And I think he's probably talking about 43 shots against, 7 goals against, even beyond the extra attacker goals and the late goals in the third period and second period.
He's talking about structure. They didn't have any. We were all very, you and I talked between the periods on the Sharks Audio Network, and I was happy about their effort. Their compete level is tremendous. Their speed at which they play the game, much faster than they were last year. And let's face it, they had another 2-goal lead going in the third period. So why not be happy? But then in the third period, all their structure left.
And why?
Well, that's a great question. And that's the question that they've got to answer. Not the coaching staff. The coaching staff does everything they can. It's these guys have to answer that question about why their structure left their game. And structure is everything from closing quick on an opponent in the defensive zone. It's taking care of the front of the net. It's back-checking right through the middle. It is getting pucks out of the zone by committee, not just flipping it out and then resetting defensively. It's making sure you keep your forecheck going, having a third man high, not turning the puck over at the offensive blue line. Call it details, call it structure. These guys have worked on their structure from training camp on. Every day we've seen it, you and I. We've been at every practice. We've seen them work on defending. We've seen them work in one-on-ones. We've seen them work on everything they've got to do as far as what a team calls their system or their structure. And in the third periods of both games, but especially against the Ducks, they absolutely played without any.
Well, that's a good way to look at it, and it's the only way to look at it. But now they got to face off against a team that may have the best structure in the National Hockey League in many respects. Carolina is a team that plays the same way all the time. They're a team coached by Rod Brind'Amour that's always really well prepared. And they've got depth. They've got everything. They've got people who can score. They've got spectacular players. You know, when you sit a guy like Jesperi Kotkaniemi, perhaps, which could be happening, that means you've got a lot of depth. Meanwhile, look at the Sharks lineup tonight. No Colin Graf. I found that to be very interesting. He's going to be out of the lineup tonight. Coach Warsawski said that Will Smith was nursing something, but that he probably was going to be okay to play. That kind of answered a question for me because I noticed late in the third period in the game against Anaheim, he had Ty DeLandry out there instead of Will Smith, and I said, whoa, is there a problem with him defensively? Maybe it was just something that was bothering him.
Yeah, this is exactly what it was. But he practiced full practice yesterday, looked good, talked to him, he said he felt fine. So we'll see about that. But the big news of the day is, go ahead.
Michael Mesa, first National Hockey League game. His parents and a whole bunch of relatives are going to be here for this game. Steve and Megan, by the way, those are the parents of Sam Dickinson who are still here. Steve, sitting right down the ways from where we are right now, is still in the clouds about the first experience for Sam in the NHL. Big learning experience. Tonight he's going to be paired up instead of where he was yesterday. He's going to be with John Klingberg. I think that's an interesting combination.
I didn't think Klingberg and Letty played all that great last game. In fact, Klingberg, you saw his reaction on the goal. The deflected goal in front, there's his guy. I can't remember who scored it. I think it was Cutter Gauthier, I think, scored it.
Yep. 9 shots for him, by the way.
He was really upset at himself. I didn't think defensively they had a great game, so I don't mind mixing them up. When I look at the lineup, putting Michael in was time. Good move there. And Colin Graf, it just becomes a numbers thing. That's all it is. You've got to take somebody out.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with the way he's been playing. Nope. Ryan Reeves certainly made an impact in the last game. Not only did he drop the gloves like people have come to expect him to do on occasion when it's warranted, but he scored an absolutely beautiful snipe of a goal. I thought it was awesome.
Fantastic. Drive in on the off wing, hold the man off, protect the puck, create the wall, and then go backhand, forehand, upstairs. Gorgeous. Now, he said when he got the chance to come to San Jose, he didn't get much of a chance to play last year in Toronto. And he said that he's hoping that he gets an opportunity to show that he can still play the game. And so far through the training camp and now these first two games, he can still play the game.
There's no doubt.
That line is important for the San Jose Sharks.
Well, Adam Gaudette had a goal and an assist. He's getting closer to 100 points. Looking good. Barkley Goodrow's Barkley Goodrow, so no problem.
So good away from the puck. So good on the penalty kill. And on the goal by Ryan Reeves, Barkley makes the play in the neutral zone that springs the puck loose. Reeves, great support, and comes up and scores the goal. So that's a very important line for the Sharks, I think.
Well, I'll agree, and I'll add to the fact that if there are analytic naysayers out there about Barkley Goodrow, please just leave it. The guy's great. He's a very important part of this team, and he is an important part of the leadership crew. On to Michael Misa. What do you expect in his first NHL game? I didn't see a ton, honestly, in preseason that totally excited me. Some flashes.
He had flashes. What you see about him is where he goes in the offensive zone. He is a guy who has the ability to find the right spot. He runs a lot of plays away from the puck where he throws little picks and gets in the way. He's pretty smart that way. One thing I want to see him do is not try to make every play, the big play, the winning play. Just go play and make the smart, high percentage plays. Take a lesson from Macklin Celebrini last game in overtime. He owned it, but in that situation, turn the puck back, regroup, give the puck to the guy, new guy's coming out, you're out on the ice too long, change, and then boom. So Michael Misa can look at that and say, okay, I don't have to try to win the game by myself. Got to use my teammates and make sure for Michael, just go be Michael. I love the fact that Ryan Warsawski said to Sam Dickinson, if you're nervous, be nervous. If you're excited, be excited. Just be yourself and go play. And I thought Michael played a heck of a game. Sam played a heck of a game. And I think Michael's going to rise to the occasion today.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's big story number one today. Big story number two is Alex Nedeljkovic in the net. He has a lot to bring back after the first game in which he was spectacular, in my opinion, for 57 and a half minutes. And then all of a sudden, the roof caved in, much like the Sharks' third period roof caved in structurally against the Anaheim Ducks. He played for the Carolina Hurricanes. That's where he all started. Same thing for Dmitry Orlov tonight. He didn't start there, but he played there the last couple of years. And Jeff Skinner's got a connection there, too. But let's focus on Nedeljkovic for a second. What is the most important thing that a goalie can do first game after a disappointing night?
Go play the next game. Evgeny Nabokov says it all the time. When you're playing poorly or you had a bad game, you want to get right back in the net and fix it. And when you're playing really well, you want to stay in the net because you're feeling really great about your game.
Last game we had a little bit of a feature when Nedeljkovic played, and I noticed that on his goalie glove, he writes little messages to himself. And the one he had there was, have fun. And I asked him about it, and he said, well, it all started, I used to write H-A-P on there. And I said, what does H-A-P stand for? He said, have a purpose. He said, but I know what my purpose is now, so now I write other messages to myself, have fun. I think if you combine those two things, he'll be fine tonight.
I think he, like I said, played a whale of a game and then two unfortunate decisions. And listen, goaltenders, I am like Ron Wilson when it comes to goaltenders. Since when do they get off the hook?
Never.
Why do we always make excuses with goalies? It's throughout the National Hockey League, we make excuses for poor goaltenders. He made two poor plays that cost the team the game. Yaroslav Askarov let in two bad goals through him that cost the Sharks the game. Part of what cost the Sharks the game. So, and these goaltenders now, with Thomas Speer coaching, they don't make excuses. They own it.
Well, the Sharks are going to own it tonight. They're playing a great team in Carolina. Jamal Mayers joins the broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network today for the first time this year. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific. Hope you tune in. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.